Halleluja. Prys die Here. Is jy bly eers in die huis van die Here vanavond? Is jy bly, jy is kind van die Here vanavond? Wie is bly is op pad hemel toe?
Halleluja.
Wie glo hy gaan Jesus sien? Wie glo sy saak is reg? Wie weet sy saak is reg? Prys die Here, wat 'n wonderlike awesome voorreg. Dit is so lekker om Nysna nog hier te kan hê. Skeer een mooie handen klap, so lekker, so lekker, so lekker. Prys die Here. Mag julle geseend wees, soos julle altyd is. Amen. Wie het 'n verwagting vanavond? Wie geniet nog die openbaringsreek so ver? Wie groei daardeur? Wie kom nader na Christus toe? Prys die Here. Nou, dis so, daar's 'n koortjie en ons het al baie dit hier genoem. Hy sê, hold on my child, joy comes in the morning. Amen. Ek glo, soos ons aangaan met hierdie openbaringsreeks, the spirit will change our spirit. Our inner being will get changed. If we do believe, if we obey, if we allow. And before we'll see Jesus face to face, we will have true revelation.
Amen.
What is in heaven will be down here. Amen. Ek glo daar kom 'n heerlikheid. Vanweë hierdie openbaringsreeks en vanweë die bonatuurlike wat plaasvind in die hemel. The supernatural that's taking place in heaven will very soon be poured out to the bride. That scripture. We've heard it this morning in the opening of the, you know, of the graduation. Wie het mooi Melanie se woord geluister? Die skepping van 'n nuwe hemel, 'n skepping van 'n nuwe aarde. En hoe ons deel vorm hiervan en hoe God se heerlikheid ons gaan bekragtig. En iemand het vars in die gedagte hou want baie het diepte in dit wat ons vanaand met u gaan praat en vanaand met u gaan deel. Nou kom ons maak ons Bybel oop in Openbaring 10, Revelation 10 from verse the first verse. Openbaring hoofstuk 10. Prys die Here. En ek, dis Johannes, het 'n ander sterk engel uit die hemel sien neerdaal. A mighty angel come down from heaven. Hoor mooi, hy gee nie die Engelse naam nie. The angel is not named, so we don't know exactly who it is. But it's got to be very, very close to God. Close to Christ. And there's a lot of similarities of Christ. What we can see in this angel. Also very intertwined to the bride.
Amen.
I want you to listen and read closely and ask the Holy Spirit to reveal unto you. Die hemel sien neer te haal. Bekleed. Hierdie engel is bekleed. Hy is clothed with a white cloud. Dit is wat? Die heerlikheid. Maar ons weet ook, hy gaan kom op die wolke. For Israel is coming on the clouds. Who are the clouds? The bride.
Amen.
Julle hier? Julle hier? Amber sê, koekoedoedoedoedoedoe. Bekleed met 'n wit wol. Daar is aksie in die hemel, there's action in heaven during the course of tribulation. We've moved a lot into the tribulation by now with the 10th chapter. Are you with me? Understand, there's a lot of things taking place in heaven, a lot of things taking place on earth. But the bride is busy getting interactive. What's going on in heaven? Ook net voor die koms van Jesus vir die bruid kom, gaan daar 'n besonderse aktiwiteit by die bruid wees. The bride just before the trumpet will sound will have or experience a supernatural activity through God by the Holy Spirit. So it means we will not sit and wait. We will be partakers of the supernatural. That what overflows in heaven will descend. Hallelujah. And will take hold of the bride. And as the bride is very receptive, will activate. And the earth, before the trumpet will sound, will see the glory of God in the bride of Christ. Wie glo dit? Julle gaan in die bruid. Hoor, maak jou reg vir 'n heerlikheid. Amen. O, ek het nou probleme. Hier's nou probleme vir die wat van stil kerk hou. Dit gaan nie stiller raak nie. As jy wil agterbly, move gou na 'n ander gemeente toe. Maar as jy wil saam gaan, bly hier. En as jy nog hoor van nog wat ons saam gaan kry, hulle kry hulle hier. Hier gaan 'n groot geraas plaasvind. Hier gaan 'n glory plaasvind. There's going to be an outpouring of the overflow of heaven. Hallelujah. Who are you? Wie wil hulle self beskikbaar stel? Sê, kom Heilige Gees, kom heerlikheid van God, vul my, voed my en deurweek my. Ons gaan dus nie net normale kerkgangers bly nie. We're not going to stay normal bloodwashed or spirit-filled. We're going to get glorified very soon.
Amen.
Glorified very soon.
Amen.
Amen. Soos dit met Christus gebeur het.
Halleluja.
Net voor hy gegaan het. It is said after the resurrection, the 40 days he tarried here on earth, he never put foot on earth. He moved.
Yes. Halleluja.
Oh, can I say something? 40 days. Prior the meeting in the air, get yourself ready. You will move around by the glory, by the Spirit. Hallelujah. Wie glo die woord? Wie gee oop? Wie sê oop? Kom vol gees, vol krag, kom vol heerlikheid van God in ons en deur ons. Hierdie engel is bekleed met 'n vol wat heerlikheid is en wat ook 'n tipe of 'n teken of 'n inhoud van bruid het wat my en jou interaktief maak van die bonatuurlike. Ons gaan nie hemel toe om in 'n rocking chair te gaan sit nie. Ons gaan nie hemel toe mooi te gaan lyk nie. We're going to be the manifestation. We're going to heaven as the manifestation of the power in the blood, of the reality of the supernatural of the Holy Spirit, the regenerated power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Bekleed met 'n wolk en 'n reënboog was oor sy hoof. Met ander woorde, die woord of die seën of die belofte van God. Reënboog was die belofte.
Yes, amen.
So there's a rainbow, a manifestation of the promise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Of the promise. Die bruid het 'n promise.
Halleluja.
Who's got promises of God? Hallelujah. God het vir jou 'n engel. Ek sê God het vir jou 'n engel. En hierdie engel dra jou boodskappe. He carries your promise. It will come to pass. Amen, amen. Wie alle belofte, dit is so nog sterk gevra, maar wie die belofte, ek gaan Jesus sien. Amen. When I'm bloodwashed, I've got a promise. When I'm spiritual, I've got a promise. When the joy of God is in my heart, I've got a promise. I will see him. I will see him face to face. Hallelujah. What a glorious moment that's going to be. Seeing him face to face. Hy het hierdie reënboog was oor sy hoof. Hoor mooi. En sy aangesig was soos, nie die nie, maar soos die son. Met ander woorde, strale van heerlikheid, glorie van God. Amen. O, ek hoop nie ek loop te vinnig nie. Maar God wys my in die gees, hier kom 'n glans straal. Hier kom 'n glans heerlikheid. O, joy. Joy. Joy comes. You may be tired now, but that's tiredness before joy. That's tiredness before a big, awesome, supernatural breakthrough. Here's breakthrough coming. Here's breakthrough, restoration of soul, of mind, and of body. And the glory of God will descend and will take hold. Hallelujah. En sy voete, die weë, the ways of God. Sy voete, amen, die voete van bereidwilligheid, sê hulle by my. En sy voete, soos pilare. Van vuur. Met ander woorde, waar hy sy voet neersit, daar brand het. Daar is vuur. God gaan jou ook salf. You can honestly get full of this glory. And it's very soon to come. It's very soon. Is there anybody excited for what is to come in the spiritual realm? Let's get our mindset on what is to come. Amen. And forget what is behind and press forward. With diligence, hallelujah! Glory is on its way. So, voete soos pilare van vuur. Hoor mooi, vers 2. En in sy hand, jy moet nou baie mooi luister, het hy 'n geopende revealed disclosure boekie. Nie 'n boek nie, maar 'n boekie. Klein fout. Gaan en hy het sy regtervoet op die see gesit. Nou, ek het julle al geteach as wanneer ons praat oor die eindtyd en ons in Daniël, Esegiel, Jesaja en Openbaring word daar gepraat van water en baie water. Dan verwys ons na volke, tale, nasies, baie mense, nie? Mega people, baie mense, nie? So, dis waar hierdie engel sy voet neersit tussen die volke, nasies en tale, die mense, met ander woorde, die antichristiese mag wat oorgebly het. Want op hierdie stadium is die bruidmos in die hemel. Amen. Moet baie mooi luister. En sy linkervoet op die land, excuse, sy regtervoet op die see gesit en sy linkervoet is ja, op die land. Nou, die feit dat hy sy regtervoet op die see sit, op die antichristiese groep, ek herhaal net weer, wanneer Christus gekom het, is hierdie hele wêreld antichristies en demonies. Die oomblik as die bruid weggeruk word, van demonika besit, is die enigste gees wat oorblij. Die heilige gees gaan, die liefde gaan, die genade gaan, die antichristiese gees, die rebellie gees, die lucifer gees neem besit, en basis word die hele planeet Satan worshippers. Dis wat basis plaasvind, wanneer die bruid weggeruk word. En hy sit nou sy voet tussen hierdie groep en sy ander voet op die land. Dit, hoekom sit hy sy ander voet op die land? Dit beteken, dit is twee types tydperke. Die een tydperk is in hierdie 7 jaar verdrukking, maar die ander tydperk is ook van toepassing nou. So hierdie boek praat van die 7 jaar tydperk en hy deel ook hierdie Engelse betrokkenheid aan die nou tydperk. Gaan het nou vir jy duidelik maak. Daarom is dit op die see en op die land. En hy het met 'n groot stem uitgeroep. He cried out with a loud voice. Groot stem uitgeroep soos 'n leeu wat brul. So hierdie engel groot stem cried with a loud voice. Met ander woorde, here comes disclosure, openbaarmaking. Hierdie engel bring duidelikheid, hy bring die goddelike, en hy activeer die bonatuurlike, wat nou gaan plaasvind, en wat gebeur. Sy uitroep is soos 'n leeu. 'N leeu wat brul. Met ander woorde, hier kom 'n uitroep van hierdie engel oor hierdie antichristiese tydperk, as ook in hierdie nou tydperk wat brul, wat gaan skudding veroorsaak. Dit gaan hard en dit gaan duidelik deurkom. Nou ek gaan nou 'n stelling maak. Die feit dat ons begin het met hierdie openbaringsreeks, wat ek glo in God se tyd was om te begin, is 'n deel van hierdie uitroep. Is 'n deel van hierdie gebrul.
Halleluja.
En ons gaan binnekort sien die strekking van hierdie klank. Ons gaan binnekort sien die strekking van dit wat deurgebring word. Ek herhaal, hy sit sy voet op die see, hy sit sy voet op die land, met ander woorde, die tydperk van die verdrukking, as ook die nou tydperk. Hierdie engel, wat nou verweefd is met Christus en die bruid, wil nog eenmaal 'n uitlating maak, 'n boodskap bring, vir siele om nog te hoor, die einde is naby. As jy wil gered word, word nou gered. As jy wil gedoop word met die Heilige Gees, word nou gedoop. As jy heiligmaking wil lewe, God wil dien in gees en in waarheid, doen dit nou. Nou is die wel aangename tyd. Jy gaan nou ook hoor hoe sê jy dat tyd is verby en tyd het aan 'n einde gekom. 'N leeu wat brul, hoor nou mooi. En toe hy uitgeroep het, toe hy hierdie boodskap roep, toe hy sy stem laat hoor, het 7 donderslae hulle stemme laat hoor. 7 donderslae kom dan deur. U ken 'n donderslag, hoe dreun dit? U weet ook al wat se skade het 'n donderslag al op hierdie aarde aangebring. Hier kom 7 donderslae. En elke donderslag laat duidelik sy stem hoor. Met ander woorde, God skud hierdie planeet. Met 'n besonderse, bonatuurlike geluid, besoeking, boodskap. slaan God hier op hierdie planeet aarde. Hoor mooi, en toe die sewe donderslae, hulle stemme laat hoor het, iemand baie mooi luister. This is getting very sensitive now. When the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. Daar's 'n rede hiervoor. Revelation 22:10 sê God vir Johannes dat die hele boek Openbaring moet nie verseël word nie. Hy moet oopgemaak word. In Daniel 12, ek dink die 4de vers, sê God vir Daniel, seël tot op die regte tyd. Wat ons nou al mooi daar in die begin gehoor het, ek het dit vir julle duidelik gemaak het, nou is dit aan. Dis hoekom God nou hierdie goed oopmaak. Vroeger jare was hierdie goed nooit oop nie, nou is dit oop. Amen. Met ander woorde, dit beteken is die eindtyd, dis die laaste tyd, dis die laaste oomblik. En nou sien Johannes en hy hoor die sewe donderslae praat en hy wil neerskryf. Maar daar kom 'n stem uit die hemel uit wat vir hom sê, moet dit nie neerskryf nie. Daar's 'n rede daarvoor. Uit die hemel vir my sê, verseël die sewe donder wat die sewe donderslae gespreek het en skryf dit nie op nie. En die engel wat ek op die see en op die land sien staan het, het sy hand na die hemel opgehef. Met ander woorde, hierdie engel, this angel has given a lot of authority from God. He's got a lot of authority. En hy neem baie waar. He assists a lot. Remember now in Daniel, when also an angel came and stood on land and on sea, he looked up to God and he spoke to God. Who can still remember that? And God changed the time span of the first 3.5 years with a whole month. Because of the cry of the angel unto God. Now we see an angel again. Seven thunders' voice was heard. Hy weet wat gesê was. Now again he lift up his face. Lift up his hands towards God, towards heaven. Praat weer met God. Bring heerlikheid aan God. Hierdie goed is so kosbaar, is so verrukkend, so verheerlikend. Hy het sy hand na die hemel opgehef, hoor nou wat sê, en hy het gesweer by hom, dis God, wat tot in ewigheid lewe. Sweer beteken, hy het hierdie autoriteit, he's gonna seal what God told him to do. He's going to seal what he's seen from God. And he's going to make a declaration about the fulfillment and the word and the promises of God. Hy het gesweer by hom wat tot in ewigheid lewe, wat in die hemel, wat die hemel geskape het, en wat daarin is, meaning he entered into that realm, en in die aarde wat daarin is, into that realm, en in die see wat daarin is, into that realm. He took authority, dominion, control over all three realms. en hy sweer by God. Met ander woorde, hy maak vas die woord van God. Hy maak vas die beloftes van die Here dat dit nie gechange kan word nie. Very sensitive. Very, very sensitive. Toe Nineveh verwoes moet word, en God sê, moenie vas, moenie bid nie, ek gaan verwoes. Toe sê Jona, ons gaan vas en ons gaan bid, want ek ken God se soft spot. And they fast and pray and God spare Nineveh. Amen. Hier sweer die engel om te keer. Hy gaan in al drie realms in. Waarom? Hy wil die beloftes vasmaak. Hy wil die woord van God onbeweeglik maak. En die sewe daarin is, hoor nou mooi, dat daar geen tyd meer sal. Hy sweer, hy sweer, he took authority, he took dominion, he took control over all three realms that nobody anymore can get saved. Nobody at that stage. Now, in both realms, nobody can get saved anymore. Time is out. Dis wat hierdie engel doen. Vanweer die closeness met Christus en die closeness met die bruid, besef hierdie engel wat vind plaas. En hierdie engel besef die awesomeness van die krag in die bloed en die werking van die gees. Maar hy ken ook die negligence van mense, wat nalatigheid van mense. En terwyl hy sien wat plaasvind, tel hy sy gees sekere goed op en hy begin sweer. Vat gesag en hy vat autoriteit en hy sweer in al drie realms geen tyd meer nie. Geen redding meer nie. Geen verlossing meer nie. Dat hemel dit moet stop. Dit mag nie plaasvind nie. Understand now. His foot is on the sea, also on the land. So, this is terrible now. It's applicable as in the 7-year tribulation, also now. So, according to this angel, there will come a time period prior to the coming. Where he swears, nobody gets saved anymore. Time is out. Scary. But the script, dien God, while you can, serve him with your heart. While you can, serve him with your whole heart. Understand, the angel in Daniel cried to God and God short in the period of 1 month. 1,230 days. 41 months. Who can still remember that? Now our angel again sees what's going on. He saw it. Cry again unto God. And he stopped anybody to get saved anymore. He picked up in his spirit if anybody do get saved, it will be with a false reason. A hidden agenda. God wants people serving him because they love him. Not fearing, but loving God. Amen. So dien hom omdat jy hom lief het. Praise and worship hom, omdat jy vir hom lief is. Nie omdat jy bang is nie. Hierdie engel kom achter, as jy nou aankom, is dit bangheid. So stop het. Ek wil nie bang mense in die hemel hê nie. Ek soek worshippers. Oh, kan ek het sê? I'm looking for a bride that's willing to be clothed. I'm looking for a bride who is willing to get activated, manifesting the glory, doing the work of God.
Yes.
Maar in die dag, nou moet julle mooi is, but in the days of the voice of the seventh angel. Who are the seventh angel again? Laodicea, seventh angel. Boodskapper, wie kan dit onthou? Elke gemeente het sy eie boodskapper gehad. En elke het sy eie engel gehad. Amen. Elke het sy eie gees gehad. Amen. Hierdie engel van die seventh gemeente, die noukerk. Hierdie engel praat vanaand oor my en jou. Wie verstaan nou voet op die see, voet op die land? Wie verstaan nou die aktiwiteit wat plaasgevind het? Hier maak hy nou alles, hier bring hy dit nou by mekaar, hier maak hy nou. En die stem van die sewende engel, wanneer hy met die basyn sal blaas, dan sal die verborgenheid, precies wat jy vanmorgen bedien het, Melanie, exactly wat Melanie vanmorgen gesê het, die verborgenheid volbring word. The mystery of God should be finished. In ander woorde, everything about the end time will then be revealed. Die hele 7 jaar tydperk, kom ons noem hom, the whole eschatology time period. From now till the wedding day, till the bride is given control or been given dominion, everything will then be revealed at this moment by the seventh angel. That means the Spirit now. Die gees wat nou werk, Korasanga Namanda. Die aansprake wat nou kom. Die openbarings wat nou kom. Gee God om finale verborgenheid aan die lig te bring. Om finale geheime aan die lig te bring. Met ander woord, hy trek die seel af. Hy gaan nou finale in hierdie tyd deur sy gees finale openbaring gee. Die bruid gaan nou alles hoor. So that is vital now to stay in intimate relationship with God. Oh, this is sensitive. Not miss any service. Not miss any prayer time, any praise and worship time, time with God, morning, day, noon, evening, day and night, be in the presence of Almighty God. Bly in sy heerlikheid, bly in sy teenwoordigheid, hierdie sewende engel gaan binnenkort blaas. Dan is die verborgenheid van God sy volbring al gehoor. Soos hy die blye tyding verkondig het aan sy diensknegte en die profete, met ander woorde, nou die tyd. Die bediening wat nou uitgaan. Dis waarvan die sewende engel nou praat, hierdie sewende engel. Dis die nou tyd, dis hierdie selfe engel. Nie verwaardraak, it's the same angel, the now angel, the Laodicea church angel, messenger, en die stem wat ek in die hemel gehoor het, het weer tot my gespreek. It's very interesting now. Weer tot my gespreek en gesê, gaan! Neem die, go take the little book, which is, not hidden, not closed, not sealed. So when he heard the thunders, God said, no, it's not for you to tell them, let them see it and let them receive it themselves. It's not hidden. It's open. Maar as hy dit neerskryf, Johannes, weet God en toos ek en jy weer daaroor. Allerhande uitlegte daaroor. Maar as hy dit gaan gee, as dit gaan neerle in ons gees, as dit gaan openbaar in ons binneste, gaan ons van mekaar sê, ons is van God gehoor. En ons gaan mekaar stig, en ons gaan mekaar ophou. En omdat 2 en 3 en 4 en 5 die selle sê, gaan ons sê, ons is het by die Here gehoor. Ons is in die volbringing van sy skrif. Ha, wie glooi kom in heerlijkheid? Wie glooi kom in uitstorting? Wie verlang openbaring? Wie begeer God met in sy gees deel? Verstaan mooi. Here, ek wil die pastoorkie vergeet. Ek wil by die God hoor. En as die pastoor praat, wil ek hoor, dis wat u vir my hierdie week gesê het, so dat daar confirmation kan wees. Amen. Wie glo hierdie tyd kom? Ek profeteer vanaan. Binnenkort gaan dit so wees. Want ons praat van die 7e gemeente, ons praat van die 7e tydperk, ons praat van die nou tyd, the science is clear. Amen. Dis duidelik, dis daar, dis beskikbaar. Maak jou reg vir die inspraak. Maak jou reg vir die heerlijkheid. O, ek het laatst ek het vir jou gesê, gaan het weer vir jou sê, you gonna get changed. Jy gaan nie meer die selle goed doen nie. Gaan nie meer die selle leven nie. Gaan nie meer die selle wees nie. O, hierdie leven gaan voorbij. Ek sê, hierdie leven gaan voorbij. Hier kom een nieuwe God en grijpende rema werkelijkheidslewe, wat gaan besit neem van die bruid van Christus. Hoor nou wat sê, gaan. Neem die geopende boekie. Met ander woorde, go take this revelation word. Ga vat hierdie geopenbaarde woord van God. For the now time. Dis ook om dit te boekie het. Dis vir die nou tyd. Dis net vir hierdie period. Halleluja. Gevat om. Dis oop. Dis beskikbaar. Vat dit in die hand van die engel wat op die see en op die land staan. Vat dit by hom. Vat dit by hom. Because we intertwined. It belongs to the bride as well. Wie begin sekere goed in die gees sien? Hier gaan vreselike interaktiviteit wees in hierdie eindtyd. We're not gonna be sitting in heaven for 7 years and just watching and hearing and watching and hearing. We're gonna be partakers. Partakers in the glory, the actions, the promises and the word. We gotta be instruments to fulfill the word. Amen. That's the calling of the bride. Wanneer, en ek het naar die engel gegaan en aan hom gesê, gee my die boekie. Meaning, we can also now ask, give me the revelation. I need revelation. Please, God, give me the revelation. God, make this word rhema. Open it to me. Amen. Wie glooi kan vraag? Mag ek vraag? Wie wil vraag? Wie wil weet? Wie wil weet? Praise die Heere. Gee my die boekie. hierdie engel, this messenger, the spirit of the end time says, go to him and ask him the revelation. Get from him the info. Is dit nie mooi nie? Toe sê hy vir my, neem en eet het op. Wat beteken dit? Dat het in jou hele gees deurkom. Laat het jou alfa en jou omega wees. Vat hierdie woord, gryp hierdie kennis, gryp hierdie openbaar. Take this disclosure and make it your own. Halleluja, prijs die Heere. Is dit nie kostbaar nie? Hoor wat sê, wat gaan gebeur in dit? Dit is so bad om hierdie goed te sê, maar is die waarheid, en ek gaan verstaan. Nee, excuse, eer het op, en dit sal jou maag bitter maak, maar in jou mond sal het soet wees soos jening. Maag beteken ook, en ek het gaan opstaan in the Greek, it also means heart. Ja, jou innermost being. Jou mond sal soet wees. Why? Because you preaching, you teaching, announcing revelation. But your heart will be bitter because not everybody takes it. Not everybody believes it. And you know, friends, family is going to stay behind. Weet jy hoe bad gaan het wees? Let me bring you into it more explicit. Hours or days or let's extend it to weeks before the coming you will receive more revelation. You will receive revelation. Jesus is on his way. Amen. And you will know it's time to go. And it will be sweet in your mouth. Bitter in your heart. Knowing some friends, some kids, some family is not gonna go with you. But you will have the revelation. Because you ate the book. You got the word. The unfailing word. Wie verstaan? So wie verstaan dat hierdie skrip, hierdie hoofstuk is in die hemel, ook op die aarde. In die 7-jaar tydperk, maar ook vir nou. In hierdie gemeente het ons verder gegaan. Ons het gesê, ons roep al die kinders in. Who can still remember it? We refused our kids not to get saved. Amen. Ons het ingeroep. Ons het family ingeroep. That means we got to get the mind that revelation is on its way. Jy kan nie gaan jou kinders word grins. Ek sê, kom maar lewe, dan kan jy nie eens amen sê nie. Amen. Dit moet in die gees losgemaak word, so dat het fysies kan manifesteer. Ek sê, Here, ek weier enige van my mense se kinders, om achter te bly. I refuse it. I call them in the name of Jesus, to get saved, to get delivered, be obedient to the word of Almighty God. Amen. So that means I try to restrict the bitterness. Wie's reg vir hierdie ding wat gaan gebeur? Hierdie goddelike ding wat gaan plaasvind. Binnekort gaan God in jou gees belê. Ek sê binnekort gaan God in jou gees dit duidelik maak. Maar binnekort gaan dit uit jou uitvloei. Want hy kan hierdie heerlikheid binne in jou gee en jy hou dit in jou in. Dit gaan beginne vloeie. Maar in jou mond gaan dit soet wees. In jou hart gaan het bitter wees, sê, want jy gaan weet, sommige gloor het, sommige gevaar het, elke wat het vat, gaan vir jou soet wees, gaan vir jou aangenaam wees, elke wat het refuse, om het vraagies vraag, en, dit gaan jou bitter maak, maar you will see Jesus, you will see Jesus, face to face, tell your neighbor, hold on, neighbor, hold on, joy comes in the morning. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, we both gonna see Jesus. We both will need to be there. Prior to that, we gonna get close with his glory. We gonna get moved by his spirit. We gonna be uplifted by his spirit. We gonna get crowned, sons and daughters glorified of the Most High. Hallelujah! Is there iemand opgewonden? Wat gaan hier daar? Een kracht heerlijkheid van God wat gaan vat en wat gaan beweeg. Hoe natuurlijk. Halleluja. Prijs sy wondernaam. Dit gaan kom. And we've heard this evening in that dance song. The demons will bow. Devils will bow. All the negative will bow. Hallelujah. They'll come to us and bow and declare, greater is he that is in you. They will bow and acknowledge Christ the risen King. He is the ruler. He is King of all kings. And you are a holy daughter. You are a holy son of the Most High. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Toen neem ek die boekie uit die hand van die engel en ek eet het op. En in my mond was dit soet soos honing. Maar toe ek dit geëet het, het dit my maag uit my maag bitter geword. Hoor mooi. En hy het vir my gesê, jy moet weer profeteer. Meaning, don't let the bitterness worry you. Please prophesy again.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Moet nie teleurgesteld wees nie. Moet nie dink dit werk nie. God vra vir jou, profeteer hierdie waarheid. God sê vir jou, spreek hierdie openbaring. Hallelujah. As ander jou spot, gaan in 'n turbocharge rat in. En verkondig meer, en spreek meer, en praat meer. Hy vraag baie mooi vir Johannes, hy sê, profeteer oor die volke, oor die nasies, oor die tale, oor die konings. Halleluja! I want to ask you, my, I know we can, but I ask, may we do a manifestation tonight? And put the blessing of God on all this revelation services. The DVDs and the CDs. And send them out. Whoa. Cause a revival. Amen. Wie gloor het? Sê Here, dit gaan ons mond soet maak. En dalk ons hart bitter, maar in die proces gaan siele gered word, gaan kinders inkom, gaan familie inkom, gaan vriende inkom, gaan die koninkryk uitgebrei word, en die grootste gaan die duivels buig, gaan die demone buig, en gaan hulle erken, hy red nog, hy verlos nog. Ag, voordat dit verby is, dat redding kan plaasvind, kom ons stuur uit, en ons plaas die seën van die Here op hierdie reeksdienste, en op hierdie DVD's, en op hierdie series, dat waarachtige redding plaasvind, goddelike redding, goddelike verlossing, halleluja, wie wil die Here lof offer gee, uit jou hart, die blijdskap, die vreugde, let's give him an offer of praise. Magnify his holy name. Declare is the soon coming King. Oh, the King of all kings. Praise the Here. Let's close our eyes for one moment. We still got to do and have communion. Enige iemand, elke oog gesluit is, enige iemand nou, wat nie seker is jou lewe is met God reg nie, staan gou daar waar jy sit. Here, ek wil seker maak, my lewe is met U reg. Verstaan, U woord is waarheid. Besef, U woord is waarheid. Ek kan nie agterbly nie. Waar is grace, save me, deliver me, help me God. Baie dankie vir hulle wat staan, gaan vyf tel en sluit, ek hierdie uitnodiging. Dan moet jy wil staan, moet jy vinnig staan. Here, red my, verlos my. Ek ken my swak, Here, ek ken my foute, my God, help my, help my. Dankie vir God, vir elkeen wat staan. Tel een. Maar nie laat hierdie telling binnenkort teen jou tel nie. Maar laat hierdie telling vir jou tel. Is jou saak reg met God. Is jy gered, is jy verlos, is jy vry. Tel twee. Ek tel drie. Baie dankie, baie dankie. Baie dankie. Ek tel vier. Terwille van jou sê ek vier en half. Staan gauw. God jou genade gee. Sy krag jou oorskadu. Ek tel vyf vanavond. Nou vra ek vir elkeen wat sit, om saam met hulle wat staan, te staan. As die manne verstaan, sy Heere ons roep vir hulle redding vanavond. Ons gaan elkeen wat opgestaan het, verlossen. Salvation and deliverance. For each and everyone that stood first. We're standing with them, crying to God, save them, deliver them, renew and recreate them now. Clothe them with your glory, Father, in Jesus' name. Red, verlos, maak vry. In Jesus' name, was met die bloed. Heilig deur die Gees. Verseel vanavond in die boek van die lewe. En ek bid vir hulle elke wat gestaan het, hulle hande opgesteek het, bid ek u openbaringskennis. Ek vra Gees bevrugt en kennis. O God, dat hulle hierdie boekie ontvang. Dat hierdie boekie ontvang, laat hulle hom eet. Laat hulle hom verstaan. Laat hulle profeteer, laat hulle evangeliseer. Jesus red nog. Jesus verlos nog. Jesus maak nog vry. Ek bid in die naam redding. Ek bid in die naam verlossing. Ek bid in die naam vrymaking. En ek verklaar 'n aanneming van kinders van die Here vanavond. Vader, ons bid vir kinders, vir vriende. Ons wil bid vir teruggevallenes. Ons wil bid vir hulle wat al in die kerk was, wat moegmat geword het. Ons roep hulle in die naam van Jesus. In die naam van Jesus. Breek hier die sonde mag. Breek hier die teruggevalle gees. Red, verlos. Gee herleving. Give restoration. Regenerate them, Lord. Save them to your glory. To the expansion of your kingdom. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Holy, holy, holy. Are you Lord God Almighty? Thank you that you do. Thank you that you krachtig nou aan alle hole in beweeg. op alle verkeerde plekken beweeg. Die bloed beweeg in, die geest van oortuiging beweeg in. Ik oortuig nou, ik rek nou. O ja, 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 die wereld buig en die wereld herken God in genade, die reddende kracht van het verspreid. Doe dat nou, geer het nou, heilig en bonatuurlijk. In die volheid, ons verklaar kriel van Jezus. Wie die keer, die kreeg kriel van Jezus. Kriel van Jezus. We all should declare nice now to be get saved. Nice now to have revival. Nice now to bow before God. Nice now revival, Holy Spirit, revival. Save them, deliver them. Let them bow down. Lord, let the demons bow and acknowledge You, the King of all kings, the Savior, the Deliverer. We pray for Natal, the whole of Natal. Get saved, revival, restore revival in Natal. Save them, deliver them. Father, have mercy for South Africa. Have mercy for South Africa. Save South Africa. Deliver South Africa. We know, we declare, there's power in the blood of Jesus to save South Africa. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Dank je voor het geloof, je God en lof offer. Halleluja. Prijs zijn wonderlijke naam. You may be seated. Volgende week gaan ons oor die twee getuies praat, the two witnesses, very, very, very important, and very, very, very serious, don't miss it, next week, Sunday evening, the two witnesses, Revelation 11, it's gonna get better and better and better and better, and more exciting and more exciting, amen. Ons gaan oorgeef vir die tafel van die Here, allemaal wat gereed is, jy kan later na voor toe kom, soos jy gereed het, en vir ons die tafel bedien, baie dankie.
Amen. Prachtige dienst wat ons al so ver gehad het. Ek wil op die Engels praat, die hele dienst was so te sê Engels gewees, is een voorrecht om Engels te praat, was baie van ons mense wat Engels beter verstaan as Afrikaans. The reconciliation that has taken place now of the people that have stood up, that stood their man, to go before God and repent, to reconcile with God. What is happening here tonight or at the table, I ask the men to stand one side and the wives to stand the other side for a reason. That's how the Lord worked. When he said, I must do the table, I said, Lord, let your will be done tonight. And that's exactly what has happened. I've got couples here, husbands and the wives. So that is what the Lord has planned it to be, to make the reconciliation possible by taking the wine and by taking the bread, by partaking in the body of Christ, to cause unity, to reconcile. The devil at this present moment in our lives, the stage that we are living in now, he is targeting marriages, the household, the unity in the household. And that's why I ask now, I'm going to go directly over to the communion. I'm going to ask the men to come take, each one of them will take a glass. And they will go and serve their wives. So they can reunite, reconcile, and get the marriage union like it should be in the eyes of God. It's a holy, holy matrimony that we saw before God in front of that council, on that altar. When we said our promises, we said, Lord, through thick and thin, through this and that, we will stand with our wives. But yet, in the time that we are living in now, I'm asking the brothers, come take each one of you, take a glass, go and serve your wife, reconcile with your wife. There is a problem, if there is something between the two of you that might have taken place tonight, or maybe yesterday, a week ago, maybe something that is scratching, something that isn't in place, go to your wife and go give her the blood and the bread, the body of Christ. Reconcile with your wife. And then once the reconciliation has been done, then they can go in that spirit and go and serve the congregation. In that spirit of reconciliation. And this is a gift from God to be able to have the privilege to go to your wife and reconcile with your wife. If there is something for the repairing to be done in the spiritual realm, for there is a bond between husband and wife. It is a holy bond. The bond that we are speaking about is a bond that God gives you to two people when they unite. And that bond cannot be broken. If there's something that caused a rift or division between that bond, it will automatically go down to the kids and to the family. And this is a godly thing taking place here. We can just thank God for the services that we've had like tonight. Pastor also spoke about the reconciliation that has to take place and to have the intimacy with God that it should be the way it should be. And I can just thank the living God for giving us the privilege of always having the table given to us. Excellent. I've been given to us, and now that we've said, I ask the people, please, the men to take the glasses and your wives, so you can serve each and every aisle. I will have communion with Pastor Pete.
Daaglikse brood en vergeef ons ons skuld soos ons ons skuldenaars vergewe en lei ons nie in die versoeking nie, maar verlos ons van die bose, want aan U behoort die koninkryk, die krag en die heerlikheid tot in alle ewigheid. Amen.
The emphasis on this prayer that my wife has just said is, in English we say, Lord, let thy will be done. And the Lord's will in our life is to reconcile with Him and to reconcile the family as a unit, as it should be. And the Bible also tells us in Matthew 7:21, I'll go to the verse in 7:21 where the Bible tells us, there's not everybody that says, Lord, Lord, that will be saved. Sorry, it's chapter 7, Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. The Lord says there, I'll just rephrase, the Bible says to us that it's not everybody that says, Lord, Lord, that will enter the kingdom of God, but it's those that do the will of God. And the will of God is the fact that we've just done here tonight, is reconciling husband and wife. And after the reconciliation of husband and wife, it will definitely go down into the kids. And once the kids have seen that daddy and mommy has united with God, the whole situation in the house will also change. Because daddy will take his place as priest and as father of the house. And if I can ask the fathers tonight to be honest in their heart before God, when the Here sê, hy is die kenner van die hart en die toetser van die niere. En wat gaan in jou huisgesin aan, broer, pa, priester? Doen jy wat God van jou verlang as pa, as man teenoor jou vrou? Praat jy met haar met respek? Dien jy haar met respek? Gee jy vir haar wat sy nodig het? Of kraak jy haar af? Breek jy haar af? Of gaan jy op jou knieën saam met haar elke dag en begin die dag met God op jou knieën voor God om te sê, Here, laat U wil geskied in my huis. Ek en my huis, ons sal die Here dien vandag. Of is die dag te gejaag vir jou, dat jy nie tyd het om daai dinge te doen nie. En dit op sy stoot, dan wonder jy hoekom gaan dit so my gesin soos dit gaan. Finansieel gaan dit sleg. Financially things just aren't working out. The budget just doesn't come to ends meet. We've got sickness in our family. There's disease. Why? Because we are doing the will of God. The precepts. An interesting thing that the Bible says, that if we keep the commandments and the statutes, there is blessing that comes with it. And that is health in your body. Because sin manifests in the outer body. I'm asking you people to come forward if they are finished. Has anybody been skipped? Okay, they can come forward. They'll come forward and to come. Baie dankie. Baie dankie julle. Nou kom julle so plek. Baie dankie julle. As I said, the Bible says that if you keep the laws of God and His statutes, with that, He will give you healing. And that healing comes as a package, as a given package. As soon as you have given your heart and your soul to God, He gives you healing in your spirit, in your body and soul. The Bible tells you, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, then all these things shall be added unto you. So in other words, there's only benefits. And nothing but benefits to serve God. Because if you serve God, He heals you. He gives you financial benefits. He gives you everything else that you need. Because everything else will be added unto you. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. With your whole body, your whole mind, and your whole soul. Totally dedicated to God. Then you will see the Lord will change your atmosphere in your house. And He will also change your situation in your house. Between you, your wife, the kids, and maybe even the family. It is imperative for the men in this congregation to give themselves over to God, wholly, solely, and totally, and take their place in the house as the priest. Because if the woman does this job of the husband in the house, then the structure in the house isn't right. Once the structure in the house is right, then Jesus can fulfill His promises. The Lord, for who is the Lord that He will lie? But He will give you what He gives you according to the Word of God. That if you give yourself to God, totally committed to God and only to God, He will see to it that you will benefit and that you will prosper in anything and everything you do. So I'm asking you, brothers, if there's any one of you tonight, the Bible also says, you know, it takes a man with a backbone to serve the living God. If you cannot stand up in church in front of your brethren to serve your God, how can you go outside and expect the people to look at you and listen to you if you speak to them about the Word of God, if you can't even do what you have to do in the house of God? As I'm asking you, brothers, if there's some one of you over here, if I want to first take the example by calling my wife here. So I want to confess to my wife. I ask my wife to come here. I want to have communion with my wife. I want to serve her and say, my wife, I love you. I'm asking you. I'm setting the example. I'm not putting you on the spot. I'm putting the situation on the spot. I'm asking you out of my heart. In all the years, if I've ever done something, that I've ever hurt you, if I said anything that I've broken your heart, if I haven't listened to you and I haven't done my job as the husband in the house, leaving you to do my work and still fighting about it, forgive me. I'm asking you, take this bread. And I'm asking you, my wife, please forgive me. Will you forgive me? Thank you very much. We have to lead by example, brother and sister. It takes a man and a woman with a backbone to serve the living God. And I'm asking you, brother, if there's something in your family that is bothering you, that you've done to your wife, I'm asking you, come, take one of these glasses. Come, take the bread. Go to your wife and go and serve her. Go reconcile with her so that the family can start in unity, in unison with God. Reconcile that your kids can be reconciled with God. We can ask God, please save our kids, but we don't set the example. What example do we set if we go home and we don't even pray? But we keep ourselves busy with all the irrelevant things of this earth. Looking at TV, keeping busy with nonsensical rubbish. Looking at this rubbish that you give us on TV. Because it's through the media that the masses will be turned away from God. I'm asking you, brother, I've taken it now on myself to bring my wife in front of you with a backbone to say, I want to serve God. Me and my house, we will serve God. With this reconciliation, we will start a new beginning. And I will also say that with this word, me and my house, we will serve the living God. And if there's something in your family that is wrong, come, brother, come. Have the backbone, come, take your wine, come, take the bread. Go give it to your wife. And I'm asking, brothers and sisters, don't look around. This is a serious matter before God. Because if the man doesn't stand his place as man in the house, he will stand before God and he will give recompense on what he has done and what he has said to his wife. He has married his wife because he loves his wife. Not to abuse or use her, but to have her as a companion. And I just thank the living God. Brother and sister, the Lord sees this. You know, we have angels serving us. Ons dienende engel wat ons dien. Alles wat ons doen op hierdie aarde, gaan die engel op en af en hulle gaan skryf in die boeke. Ons is nou besig met openbaring. Die Bybel sê vir ons, by die openbaring van openbaring wat pastoor nou besig is, is dat die boeke geopen gaan word en dit wat nou hier gaan plaasvind, wat besig so om plaas te vind, word in die boeke ingeskryf. Nou kan die accuser, the accuser of the brethren, he cannot come to God and say, Lord, this and this thing is happening in the family because we are doing this in front of witnesses. And he has got no leg to stand on after tonight. After the reconciliation has taken place. We have stopped him in his tracks tonight. Saying, Satan, to you, we bind you in Jesus' name. In every marriage, in every household, take your hands off our people. Take your hands off our marriages. And husbands, I'm asking you tonight, take your stand. Stand firm in God. Stand your place full as the priest of your house and be the leader and do what God expects of you. And I'm also asking you, woman, understand one thing. The Bible also says, vrou, wees jou man onderdanig. Ons moet dit ook nie vergeet nie, vrouens. Ons, die mans het ook die vrouens nodig, want sonder 'n vrou sal 'n man dit ook nie kan maak nie. Ek vra vrouens, as daar iets is wat jy teen jou man gedoen het of gesê het, kom vat die brood, kom vat die wyn. Kom, maak het met jou man reg. Want die Heere sal het in die boeken skryf nie teen jou hou nie. En dan sal jy sien, daar sal gezondheid geskied in jylle familie, in jylle gezin. Dat die siekte sal verdwijn, soos van Melanie vir ons vanmorgen gesê. Die Heere sal al die hand boer jou hou, dat geen pestilence, and no disease will come over you or your house. Halleluja. I say thank you people for doing what you have done. Listen to the Spirit of the living God. And do what God has put on your mind today. And this is a privilege to see that the Lord can work the way He's working. And this communion that you are taking, the whole purpose of the table is for reconciliation with your living God. And once you have reconciled with the living God, as an individual, the word says also, now when you go and take your offer to the Lord Jesus Christ, and it befalls you that there is something that you have against your brother and sister, first go and repair, go and repent. And then the things in your house will also come right. It's not house coming into the house of God, saying, I'm a child of God, but yet outside, there are still matters that are unresolved. And those unresolved matters will cost your eternity without God. Get our things right. Let's get our structure right. Because the word of God says, the man is the head of the wife. And God is the head of the man. And God is the head of the church. And that is what you must keep. You must get our structure right. I just want to thank you that I could have given the table, could have presented the table to you, you could use the table, be communion, and that you've reconciled. I just thank the living God. May the God bless you all.